Hi there, this is Sage Faulkner, and this is the Chamapeake Land Alliance Farm and Ranch Podcast. These are previously aired live recordings from the Farm and Ranch radio show on 96.1 FM, KXJR. We appreciate the opportunity to share these recordings with you, and if you have questions, you can always reach me, sage@chamapeake.org. There may be old or outdated announcements throughout the show. Please disregard. Thank you again for making time to listen. Our website is www.chamapeake.org. Thanks to CPLA, KXJR, and the many members and guests who have contributed to this podcast. Thank you so much and have a beautiful day. This week's guest, you guys shared our announcement more times than you have for anybody else. So Anthony Mercure is here with us, the general manager and executive vice president of NORA. And so thank you guys. And I'm guessing you've got some fans out there. Anthony, welcome.
Well, good morning. Thank you. And happy new year to all. I guess I do have some fans out there, so appreciate it. But it's good to be here.
Well, it's really good to have you, and I know you're really busy, so I appreciate you immensely making time to come in. So this is a farm and ranch show. Mostly we try and kind of touch on stuff that farmers and ranchers need to be thinking about, but also we're a rural community, so certainly our interaction with you guys at the Electric Co-op is huge. And I will tell you, I'm a fan of all of you guys. I think you guys have outstanding staff. I know you have miles and miles and miles of infrastructure, and sometimes the only time you hear from customers maybe when they're disappointed or upset because stuff isn't working. But I'm a fan. I love being able to flip that switch and have the radio and the lights and the hot water and all of those kind of things. So thank you guys for all that you do for our community. And with that, let's start with you giving us an introduction. I know our listeners, most of them know you, but some folks may not. And so tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do, and we'll go from there.
So my name's Anthony Mercure. This year I'll be with the co-op 26 years. I started in June 15th of 1998 as a meter reader. Worked myself up. I did that till 2004. 2004 I got promoted to the office, and I was the accounting clerk for 2 years. And then in 2008, I did the Director of Consumer Services Billing Department until 2019. And 2019, I got the interim GM position and full time in February of 2020. So, been there quite a while, seen a whole lot, and what can I say? I love what I do, I love helping out the members. And I have to say, I mean, it's grateful to be where I am and appreciative for all the efforts and support that I've gotten from the community.
Okay, we're switching mics in here. We've got a little bit of feedback for some reason on this black one, so bear with us for just a second. All right, we've got you back in there. So great background, and I love that you know the business from the ground up. That's so neat when that happens for folks. And while, you know, sometimes, you know, we need some outside expertise, I'm always a big fan of the hometown folks that elevate to that level and are able to lead and are so tied to our community. So that's pretty cool that you know all of it. So we're going to jump into this, Anthony, and we're going to actually, my goal today is to talk about some safety stuff. And you may remember, I think it's probably been about 10 years ago, we had a pretty good little storm right before Thanksgiving. And I hadn't cleared the roads on the ranch that we lease. And I was driving down the road, out looking across my pasture, trying to figure out where the cows had treed up. And I drove right into a telephone pole. And I knocked it down. Everybody that was trying to probably cook, get stuff ready for Thanksgiving had no electricity in our neighborhood. And the pole actually busted and came back and shot through the windshield in the pickup truck, and it was a 2 second, you know, I was there. I've driven up and down that driveway easily a million times. So accidents can happen to any of us, but I want to visit with you about what do we need to do to be safest in those kind of situations. So let's just bounce that back and forth.
So typically in those situations, I mean, we have them all the time where you have pole snap due to weather or vehicles accidentally hit them. Unfortunately, it's not a good situation, but a lot of times you just got to be cognizant as far as where your lines are and make sure that anything's not grounding on your vehicles. In your example, for in case, sometimes you just overreact of excitement and the anxiety kicks in and you're like, just what do I do? So I mean, in those situations, you just got to be clear the poles, the lines, make sure that you call for help, make sure that the electric co-op is involved so that we can assist you as far as getting into safety. But most of the times you just got to be careful where you step and make sure where those poles and those lines are, and that's just the main importance in those situations. And sometimes when you're out there and the weather kicks in, I mean, a lot of times the tree limbs and everything will fall on those lines. So anytime that you come into those situations, you just want to be clear, make sure that those lines aren't actually hitting on something that you can actually touch, and you just want to stay within a good distance of those power lines. So those are just some of the situations or some of the cases that you want to stay clear of.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate your guys' expertise, and certainly in our case, you guys were there so quickly, and we were clear of lines, and you guys took care of it. I don't think I've ever been more nervous in a situation. Electricity scares me, and rightfully so. And there I had, you know, in a pickup truck and had knocked that pole down, and things happen. We all know that, but certainly where you guys are also dealing with so many miles of poles, and we've got weather situations. Sometimes it feels to me like our weather is getting maybe a little bit more extreme. When we get snow, it seems like we get lots of it, or when we get wind, we get lots of it, and those are the times when you guys are out dealing with it. And so your safety is also really important, but your expertise is phenomenal. And so again, in my situation, I still apologize to my neighbors for the day I took the electricity out at Thanksgiving. Hopefully nobody had turkeys in right at that moment, but you never know. So what are some other things? What can we do as landowners in this area, Anthony, to be proactive and on our land? Say I've got, you know, lines coming through, is there things that I need to be thinking about or communicating with you guys? How does that process work?
So some of the things that you guys can do to prevent this is, anytime the landowner sees a hazard, right away, easement is important. Make sure if you have trees within your easement to notify the co-op so that we can actually go out there and actually do a clearing of the trees or any limbs that are overhanging on your lines so that these situations don't occur. I mean, sometimes you get those trees land up on those lines like during the hard winters. I mean, the winters aren't like they used to be. Our winters have been within January, February, and March when we get those wet with snows, and it causes these limbs to break on these lines. And it's a typical situation, but like I say, in those situations, you just got to call the co-op, notify us so that we can send our line crew out there and have them remove those limbs or trees from those right-of-way easements.
So it's really an easy process.
It's an easy process. Basically, all you have to do is just call into the office. The ladies will work up a service order and have the guys go out there and actually inspect the situation, and then they'll get the crews out there to do the tree trimming.
Perfect. So I love that. So basically our landowners and folks that have your easements are eyes on the ground for you guys. And as a community, we can all rise to it and help you guys and keep those electric lines running and safe. So another question I had for you is, what does 2024 have in store for Noro? Kind of what are some of your guys' goals, things that you're thinking about?
So 2024... we've had a couple of good years since we put in that 10.5 miles of transmission line. Our outages have decreased some, and unfortunately, I mean, we have a good line crew. Staff is important. I mean, that's one thing that I've always harped on is my staff, and I can actually say that I have a good staff that actually goes out there and does what needs to be done. But for 2024, I think we have I've been working a lot of grants trying to get funding to finish this transmission line that I started, and we did 10.5 miles. I still need 39 miles, so I'm working on grants to get some of that grip funding to actually finish this transmission project and also do some maintenance on our distribution. there's quite a bit of money out there from the government as far as improvements for substations, SCADA upgrades to the substations. And I think that's just one thing as a general manager you look at, is to do improvements to your system so you can actually get away from a lot of these outages and so forth, and just benefit, for the beneficiary of the membership. And like I always told my staff, I'd rather have you guys at home than being out there at 3 o'clock in the morning, spending 36 hours trying to restore power. So, I mean, that's one of my biggest things that I want to do, is improvement in our distribution system. So, like I say, just mainly grants, funding, system improvements, maintenance, good tree trimming. And this is like what you were saying. I mean, this is where a lot of time the members actually help us out, because, I mean, sometimes you don't know that what's going on out there, and you guys are there to see it. So, I mean, we need those eyes out there to actually tell us, this is what's going on, this is what needs to be done, this tree needs to be trimmed. And because a lot of times you don't grow, and it's hard to see those situations. So,
well, those are all great things, and you're right. There's a lot of money. There's kind of unprecedented money coming in right now from the government bills that we've got right now. But I'm trying to think of the name of it, the IRA. There's just a ton of money coming in. But if we can be a partner for you in any of that with Chama Peak, let us know. We're happy to write letters of support for those grants. We know how time consuming that can be, and certainly happy to help with that. Another thing I wanted to touch on is you guys have been, you're phenomenal at supporting the youth of the area, your membership and the kids that are through that membership. I grew up in 4-H and FFA, and I can still tell you, you know, the folks that supported me when I sold steers at County Fair, and you guys have done some of that, and I just wanted to say thank you for making those choices, you know, when you guys are able to support the youth. I think those kind of activities are really important. Did you want to share anything with that? Or
sure. I think I was a coach for middle school, high schools for almost 11 years, and that was one of the things, is always mentoring a child and developing them and getting them ready for life. I mean, a lot of discipline and respect goes into as far as coaching. And one of the things I look at as far as the youth is just being able to support them in anything that they want to do. Because, I mean, coming from a small rural community, it's hard to get fundings and monies and so forth. And I mean, some pockets can be kind of shortened on the money. So, I mean, that's where we come in. We've been out there to support 4-H, sports, high school, basketball, football, volleyball, calendars, the NRGs, and so forth. So, I mean, it's something that we give back as Nora Co-op, just because, I mean, you guys own Nora Co-op. You guys are the members. I mean, we're a cooperative, so all our profits are coming from the membership, and rightfully, that's your money as well as everybody else's. So, I mean, that's why we are there as a co-op, for supporting our community. So, I mean, that's our way of just giving back to you guys. So,
well, I love that, and I know those kids appreciate it, their families appreciate it, but certainly I appreciate it as a community member, because I agree with you. You know, we're rural, and these kids don't necessarily get the opportunities that that folks do in maybe wealthier areas. Where Rio Riba County is really considered a poor county, and so anything we can do to step up, whether it's coaching or providing some fiscal financial support in certain situations, and it's just appreciated. So thank you guys for doing that. I also want to touch bases again. Your staff is wonderful, and I'm like you, I hate that they have to be out at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I love the idea that you guys are doing everything you can to keep that to a minimum. But I do want to say a big huge shout out to the Nora staff. I see you guys working hard, and I know Anthony and I share an appreciation for all of you, so yay Nora, good job everybody. What else do you want to touch on today, Mr. Anthony?
So, like you said, staff is important, and that's one thing that I've always told my staff. We're such a small co-op that we're family-oriented, so I try to keep it to where, I mean, we're out there to have fun and be safe, the safest that we can be, and also just to do the best that we can for our membership. I mean, that's why we're there. I mean, that's why we actually provide the electric that we do just to help you guys out. So thank you for your support and efforts and all this. And just to let you know, going back as far as helping the community, Nora Co-op also does scholarships for our local schools. So this year we'll be giving away 4 Nora scholarships at $2,000 to any graduating Chama Valley student, and also number 10. And then 2 500 Tri-State, 2 Nora Golf scholarships, and 1 Basin, and 1 Youth Tour. We'll be sending out 1 to Washington, D.C. in benefit of Nora Co-op for that Youth Tour. So, I mean, there's a lot out there that we can do for you guys. So, but like I say, if you guys ever have situations to where you're in a bad bind with broken poles or lines down, please just let the co-op know, and so we can help you out in any way we can.
Sounds good. We want a safe community, and certainly do everything we can to work together with that.